It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Yes, thank you for joining me here on another edition of Mind Your Business, broadcasting throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area on 710 WOR, the voice of New York, and throughout America, throughout the world on the powerful iHeartRadio network. Thank you, New York. Yes, we are once again in the top 10 in New York AM radio. According to the Nielsen ratings, Nielsen, the global measurement and data analytics company, coming in top 10 in the New York AM, coming in usually number 3. In New York, right? If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. Also, we're in South Florida on 1470 AM, 96.9 FM, and 95.3 FM. And of course, we say thank you to each and every listener of this program because that's how Nielsen aggregates their data. How many people are tuned in? How many people care? Now, of course, week in and week out, we have to provide great content. And we do. Oh, get ready for tonight's guest. An important subject that many people don't exactly acknowledge right away, but when they hear it, it's radio. I got to keep everyone's suspense just to drop longer. Our past guests, they're all featured on the platform mybradio.com. But people love listening on Spotify. Of course, we're active on Spotify, on iTunes, and on our powerful YouTube channel. When you subscribe, you will automatically be notified every single time. If you click on enable notifications, every single time an episode goes live on YouTube, we're at 710 WOR Mind Your Business. Now, by the way, the past guest that we've had on the show, Joe Hart, the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple. Yes, he's the one that fired Steve Jobs and brought Steve Jobs back. And we spoke about it during that interview. Dick Schulz, the founder and chairman emeritus of Best Buy. And just recently, we interviewed Bill George, the former CEO of Medtronic. The shows are all available by going to MYB. And the ones that were videoed are up on our YouTube channel. Just a couple of quick thank yous. A special thank you to Norm Trainer, a mutual friend of tonight's guest, and to the great team here at BLMG, Srili, Michal, Batzal, Brocha, Michael, Miriam, Nachi, Malki. Yeah, it takes a team to put together a great show week in and week out. And all those, and of course, we're on many, we're syndicated on many other channels. But without further ado, going to tonight's incredible guest, Marcus McKay, CEO of M-Perform. Marcus has a 10-year track record as an award-winning coach, master trainer, and fitness leader in health and wellness coaching. A couple of years ago, he began M-Perform to lead people on healthier lives. M-Perform customizes plans for health and wellness that go beyond the gym, including coaching and nutrition, mindset, and recovery. And tonight's show, we're going to discuss a very important facet. People are wondering, how do they get extra energy in their lives? How can they be more successful? Being healthy makes a difference. We're going to discuss strategies for a healthier life and changing the mindset that will change your perspective on business to be successful. With that intro, Marcus McKay, welcome to Mind Your Business.
Super excited to be here. A huge fan of your show. Can't wait to deliver some awesome content for your listeners today and proud to be part of this top 10 mission.
So tell us about the backstory. M-Perform, you were in this space for a decade and then a couple of years back, 3-4 years back, you started M-Perform. What was like the aha moment? They're like, you know, so many people could benefit from this. I'm going to open M-Perform. Tell us the backstory.
So 10 years ago, due to poor lifestyle choices, I developed horrible anxiety, a panic disorder, as well as depression. I hated the way I felt, my psychology. I hated my physiology, the way I looked. And I knew a lot of people felt that way. And so my whole purpose was due to my pain. And so over the last 10 years through health and fitness, I've recalibrated my mindset, my psychology, my health. And we've transformed over 3,000 people, or my work has. And so, yeah, 2 years ago, we started M-Perform.
Over 3,000 people? That's a lot of people. Many humans have been.
Many humans, and a lot more to change, right? By 2030, 50% of the U.S. is going to be obese. You know, it's really staggering the data that's coming up around health and wellness.
Now, Marcus, being a young entrepreneur and a successful business owner, how do you apply the concept of using a personal challenge and transforming it into a successful opportunity? You gave us a hint of that in your previous response, that you said you were fed up and you're going to do something about it. But there are many people that just, they don't know how to get past it. You turned it around. How did someone go about doing that?
Yeah, well, we know that a lot of the world is overstressed, overworked, and then underslept and underexercised. And what does that lead to? A poor quality of life, right? People feel like they're at deplete, and we want to help them become elite in business and in their health and fitness. And so through my personal transformation, obviously I learned a lot, but also a massive challenge in my life is I lost someone really close to me 4 years ago to, he had his demons, and he died at the age of 32, which is my age right now. And that really, really pushed me. And unfortunately, it takes pain to develop purpose sometimes. You know, people go to the doctor's office and they're told they have high blood pressure. They're told that they're at risk for diabetes. Then they start to take action, right? And we want to advocate and educate that you actually take preventative measures, that it's not doomsday coming for you, that you're doing actions and habits daily that are going to boost your performance, boost your quality of life, and so you can feel awesome and look great.
Now, Marcus, you're based in Canada, and you have a lot of clients overseas, including the U.S., U.K., Australia. Perhaps you could just, before we get to what you provide day to day, I'm just so curious, how do you run a company from afar? You have staff members in various places around the world. How do you quite pull that off?
Yeah, there's a big word. It's called accountability. And I don't know about you, but my mother used to yell at me every morning and night to brush my teeth. Shout out, Mom. Thanks for listening, by the way. And now, as an adult, I brush them every morning and night. That's because she held me accountable to that healthy habit. And whether you're a coach or a business leader, your job is to hold your people accountable to their highest standards. And that is what accountability is. That is how we get awesome results.
Now, your company started, again, 2-3 years ago, and you start off with, I imagine, one or two clients, as every small outfit starts off, and you've been scaling ever since. So I guess, if it's okay, what is a particular strategy that you have for building up your business, building up Emperform, and of course, along the way, making sure you retain the clients that you've been servicing?
So if you can't tell by now, I love health and fitness. I also love business. So if you have a pen and paper, this might be really helpful. So I'm going to share our C4 method for acquiring new clients. And so you need to develop content that lands, that provides value first. So pick one platform, own it, provide meaningful content. That content is going to lead to a conversation. In that conversation, you're going to address pain points and give them solutions. Then you might offer a call. And on that call, if you're good enough, they're going to become a client. And that is our C4 method. So that's getting them in the door. Keeping them is doing things, ordinary things, extraordinarily well. I learned this from CEO of the Four Seasons, that it's uncommon for people to do common things uncommonly well. And so when people come into our world, we need to provide a service and a result that's beyond expectations. Everybody's heard about this, under promise, over deliver. And so when we're able to actually change the trajectory of somebody's health, add 5-10 years to their lives, give them better confidence, give them better energy so they can perform better, you know, in the gym, at work, and of course, be the best person they can be and the role model for their family, that is priceless. And so retaining the client happens on the front end. It happens by providing the results.
We're speaking with Marcus McKay, CEO of Emperform. How can people find out more about your organization?
Yeah, so we have a special gift for all listeners. It's our 14-day metabolic reset, which includes nutrition programming and exercise. And so you can go get that for absolutely free at www.marcusmckay.co. And that's a free download. That's on me.
Amazing. Mark, let's spell it out. Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S-M-A-C-K.
C-A-Y.
A-Y.
M-A-C-K-A-Y dot co, C-O.
Dot C-O. Wow. That's a nice gift. Excellent. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Eli Manning here. Recently, my business schedule has me scrambling. There's a lot to get done, and like most business owners, there just aren't enough hours in the day. But with Investors Bank, I can slow down a bit and fit my business banking into my schedule.
With Investors Bank, you can manage your accounts anytime with the flexibility of online and mobile banking.
You know, I never did like to scramble.
Visit investorsbank.com or stop by a branch. Member FDIC. Investors Bank is a division of Citizens Bank N.A.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
And we're back. Mind your business with Ian Sexapoulos right here on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network. My guest is Marcus McKay, and I apologize. I didn't pronounce it quite right in the first segment of the show, but hey, we live and learn. Marcus McKay, welcome to Mind Your Business.
Pumped for round two. Let's do it, man.
Amazing. And by the way, we're not just on 710 this week. We're also airing in South Florida. Hello, hello, South Florida. We're coming to you on 1470 AM, 96.9 FM, and 95.3 FM. Imagine on four very powerful stations, and of course on the iHeartRadio Network. How cool is that? And of course, a special thank you and hello, hello. In case you missed the first part of the episode, by Tuesday, this will be up on all the popular podcasting channels, and it will, of course, be up on our dedicated YouTube channel, 710 WOR Mind Your Business. Marcus McKay, the CEO of M-Perform. Marcus, let's talk about how your company operates. What is the process when a new client signs on to M-Perform?
For sure. So there are three important questions we need to answer. You can apply this to business as well. What do you want most? What are you willing to do for this goal? And what are you not willing to do for this goal? you see a lot of people set these ambitious goals, but they don't understand what it requires to get there. And so if we can get super clear on these three questions, and then we can start to devise a plan. And we call these plans a massive transformational purpose. Okay, MTP. You ever heard of that?
Nah, this sounds fantastic.
Okay, so a massive transformational purpose is this person's ethos was going to keep them ticking on days they don't want to, was going to make them show up for themselves when they're tired, when they're stressed. And so the massive transformational purpose, it's the fuel to the fire, if you will. From this massive transformational purpose, we develop a project name. All right. So when people have a project, they're happy. You find a project, you find a happy person. You find a happy person, you find a project. And so our team helps you develop a project, whether it's Project Phoenix, Project Warrior, Project NFL Combine. It's something that lights your soul on fire. So every day you wake up pumped to get after it, to change your life at the highest level.
By the way, that's such a fantastic insight. In fact, the past few minutes and before the commercial break as well, you're talking about some great marketing techniques. And this particular one about giving it a name, let's hold on to that for a second. If you want to be successful, and especially as you pointed out so smartly, to help you plow through the days when you're like, you know, not really so up to it, and you're like, eh, maybe I'll take a day off on this. No. Give it a project name and then own it. Can you hold on to that? That's a great insight.
Yeah, I would even advise that we have clients on the back screen of their phones as they have the name of their project. Have it on your whiteboard, have it in your office, have the reminders, because it's not that we need to be educated, it's that we need to be reminded of what's important to us.
Now, can you tell us about the mindset that's needed when someone sets a goal? And of course, you obviously set goals for your client. Let's talk about the mindset of setting a goal.
Yeah, so if you need to do something you've never done before, you need to become someone you've never been. That is the truth, is if there's new skills that you need to develop, whether it's in your business, whether it's in your health and fitness, whether you need to develop a great relationship with food, exercise, whatever it is, that's a new mindset. And we know the things that hold us back in life are what? The stories we tell ourselves, that we're inadequate. We're not enough. We don't deserve wealth. We don't deserve health. And so working with our clients around mindset is actually believing in them so that they can believe in themselves. Because if you have that belief, you have the project, you have the plan, the results are inevitable.
Marcus Mackay, CEO of Mperform. By the way, how do you develop strategies to work with clients? If I may ask, I hope I'm not like, you know, I'm not asking you to give away all your trade secrets here, but like you said, I could ask anything.
Hey, I believe in goodwill, and that the more we provide, the more you put out, the more you receive. And so one of the strategies, the best strategy is if you want to earn more, you have to learn more. And that's just being on top of your game. You got to be so good that people can't ignore you. And that's through education and implementation. So we believe that everyone has something to teach us. I've learned so much working with you and your team just recently.
Thank you.
And just having that beginner's mindset. Because when you say, I know, think about this. When someone tells you something, you say, I know, it immediately blocks your brain from learning. And if you can always come to these conversations or any interaction with an open mind of, hey, I'm gonna probably get some value out of this, life changes. And that's just leaving the ego at the door.
Michal, I hope you have that one for business class. I mean, this is tremendous. In fact, Marcus, this brings to mind Warren Buffett. I don't know if he still does. I mean, what is he, 90 now? For decades, my understanding is he read 6 hours a day. He just read. That means, just like you said, that mindset. Got to learn, have a learner's mindset. And I saw another statistic not so long ago, and this is a sad, sad reality. Only 10% of society has a learner's mindset. 90% are like, I know it already. I know it. What do I need to? No. No. What was that quote you had? If you want to earn it, you got to learn it.
The more you learn, the more you earn.
The more. It's great. That's amazing. Yeah.
And it's the truth. Like, after most people finish university, finish their degree, and there's a famous expression, most people die at 24, but they're buried at 75. And so they just give up on themselves. And I don't know about you, but I've learned more since my undergrad degree than I have in that first 18 years of being a human.
Right.
And that's just surrounding myself with good mentors, good coaches, people like you, and just people like Norm. And it changes the trajectory of your life in such a positive way.
So important to have that learner's mindset. And it's like so sad. By the way, I mean, aside from pulling your hair out, is there any way that you have found to get through to someone that you know you could help them, and you only if they were willing to listen?
Well, what are the best ideas? The ones that we come up with ourselves. So part of motivational interviewing is having the person come up with the idea based on the questions you ask them.
Right.
So your intention is to come to a solution, but they, with their own thought process, carries it as their own. And some people don't want to change. That's cool. It's your life. That's fair. I can't do anything about that. But I believe really good coaches and really good leaders have this skill, this emotional intelligence, to really dive deep into that person's mindset and help them come up with great ideas and great goals that they can support.
What are some of the tools that M-Perform leverages in working with your clients?
Yeah, so when a client comes in, we want to equip them. Imagine you have a house you need to renovate. Your body's your house. Mm-hmm. And we need to have a harness with all our tools, a tool belt.
Right.
And so this is all about equipping our clients with the effective tools, habits, that they can go to this renovation and be really successful. See, if they have bad tools, imagine you show up to a renovation just with a spoon. It's going to take you a long time. But if you show up to the renovation with a backhoe, that transformation is going to be a lot faster. So some of the tools we use, you know, we know that we have a massive sleep problem in the world, especially North America. And when people show up to work and they're underslept, they're less emotionally resilient, they're worse learners, you need to train them over and over again. They don't have a good quality of life because they're in this fight or flight state. And so some of the tools we use for sleep apnea are things like taping your mouth at night. We also use Oura rings to track sleep, stress, as well as just track how functional our client's engine is. Because most of the world, they're running around with old busted Dodge Caravan engines, aren't they? They are. And if we want to perform at the highest level, we got to take that, you know, V4 out, and we got to put in the Ferrari V12. And those are some of the tools we use.
Let's talk about the importance of sleep. Let's hold on to that a little bit. You know, the difference between someone that gets the, I guess, 7 to 8 hours versus someone that, like, you know, I have so much to do, who has time to sleep, and kind of tries to grind their way through each day on a 4 or 5 hour sleep.
Yeah, well, isn't that a badge of honor? When I was just starting my practice and I was working with some of these corporate guys, I used to look up to them. They'd be like, yeah, I slept 4 hours last night. I was like, cool. Because none of the sleep studies were out. There's no research that sleep is the most underrated performance-enhancing drug on earth. And so for every 45 minutes of sleep you lose, your cognitive capacity drops by 5 to 10%. So let's say you're supposed to get 8 hours, ideal, and you only get 5 hours. You might be running into your day at 30% less of efficiency and performance. You multiply that 5 days a week. All right. What is that? 150% you're losing week over week of mental decision making, making good decisions to go to the gym, making good decisions to put good fuel in your brain, making good decisions, business decisions. And there's something called what we call bedtime procrastination, is that the day is so full, so scheduled, that people feel that their only free time is at night. And so they snack and do mindless things from about 9 till midnight. And then they wake up at 6 a.m. and they just do it over and over. And they're just, you know, they're killing themselves, essentially.
Now, those that are watching this on YouTube, we want to see your comments. Like, what do you do between that 9 and 12? And be honest. Say, what will it take? Maybe put that to the commitment. Say, you know what? That's it. I'm going to draw the line and say, you know, it's 10:30, 10:45, 11. I'll set an alarm and I'm just going to crawl and realize that the extra hour will make me that much more effective. My performance will be that much sharper in the next day. Don't look at sleep as like, who has time to sleep? Say, you know, is it fair to compare it to like a pit stop by like an Indy 500? Imagine if a car says, you know what, I'm not going to waste time going to the pit. I'm going to keep on going around and around and around. Who has time to waste them to work on the tires?
You got no tires, you got no gas, you got no brakes, man. How are you supposed to do this forever? I'm trying to live to 100. I'm trying to grow my life, grow my business as long as I can. And if longevity isn't the game we're playing, then why are we doing this? Why are you trying to make all this money? Why are you trying to attack? You know, it's all to improve your quality of life. And if you don't have quality of life, you're always stressed, overwhelmed. And if you're not sleeping well, you're not eating well. Like, what's the point? I don't want you to have all the wealth in the world and have a heart attack. Like, it's not the point.
My guest this evening is Marcus McKay, CEO of M-Perform. Tonight's show brought to you in part by M-Perform. And Marcus has an amazing offer here for the listeners of the show. And I imagine this extends for those that are going to be tuned in on the podcasting channel or watching it on YouTube. Not sure how long he's going to keep this offer alive for, but feel free to reach out. What is the website where people could find out more information? And, of course, please share the information about the offer.
Sure. So just for our listeners today, we have a special gift for you. It's a 14-day metabolic reset, which is a nutrition and training program to really get jumpstart you to make awesome waves in your health and fitness and really progress quickly. And this is absolutely free. You can go to my website at www.marcusmckay.co, and there'll be a free download there. And this is my gift to you.
Amazing. So if we could just please spell out the exact website address.
Yes. So marcusmckay.co.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful. But the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
And we're back. Mind your business with Isaac Saffis right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. And hello, hello to those tuning in South Florida. We're coming to you on 1470 AM, 96.9 FM, and 95.3 FM. And, of course, hello to all those watching us on YouTube. And feel free to give your feedback. Put it into the comments below. We want to hear from you. My guest this evening is Marcus Mackay, CEO of M-Perform. And we're talking about real important subjects that everyone can implement. And now we're going to get into the meat of it. And I'm going to open with Marcus really with a key question here, and that is I'm going to split a question into two. One is about proper nutrition, and the other is preventing burnout. So let's first talk about, let's say, the nutrition. What are some of the recommendations that you have for someone to have the proper nutrition so that they're able to really maintain a rigorous work schedule and go on with life without feeling sluggish, like you said, like that old Dodge Caravan?
The old Dodge Caravan. We don't want that for you. So this is the easiest way to look at it. Look at the modern North American diet and do the exact opposite of that. I'm just kidding. So I'll give you an example. So we had a client, he's CEO of an entrepreneur of a company, and throughout his growth and his business, he left his health. There are three buckets we need to carry: health, wealth, and relationships. And a lot of people just carry relationships and wealth, and then they forget their health. So we need to just go back and get that bucket, right? So this guy really struggled with using food as an outlet to manage his stress, which developed into addictive relationship with food. And so if you're looking for just do's and don'ts for nutrition, that can be valuable. But the first thing we really need to tackle is your relationship with food. Do you use it as a crutch? Do you use it as something that, at the end of the day, I just can't wait to bury my face in a cheeseburger and fries, or take out wine, pizza, whatever it is? Because these foods that you're chasing are so attractive because you're super stressed. Your body is thinking that it's going to be attacked, so it's looking for high-calorie foods. So the best way to start nutrition, let's just start from the day one. We suggest that you start your day with high-quality, high-protein, high-quality fat to get your brain sharp and alert so that you make great decisions throughout the day. What you put in your body first thing sets up your neurotransmitters for the rest of the day. So if you eat donuts and caffeine first thing, or a muffin and caffeine, you're going to have this massive spike in blood sugar and energy for about 2 hours. Then you're going to crash at 11 a.m. Then you're going to go for lunch, get something super high carb, and then you're going to crash at 2 p.m. And then you're going to get home, and then you're going to just this continual cycle of not putting good foods in your body, and then sleep like trash, and then do it all over again.
How does one go about preventing burnout?
Sure. So if we look at burnout, what's the definition of it? Is that the effort is not sustainable long term. And we believe that if the effort is sustainable, then the results will be attainable. And so if you feel burnt out, it's likely a couple of things. Number one, you're not working in your highest genius zone. If you're doing work that is, I can do this all day. I love it. I love creating content. I love coaching. This is my genius zone. Accounting, if I had to do 12 hours of accounting, I'd be so burnt out. And that's just getting clear on where your genius zone and your highest values. So that's number one. Number two is realizing that there's five balls in life. There's health, wealth, relationships, community, and work. And the first four balls are made of glass. If you drop them, they shatter. Your last ball, work, bounces back. That's the only thing in your life that if you drop the ball at work, you can go get another job. Right? You lose money. Great thing about money, you can go get more. And so burnout is the accumulation of thinking that you can do everything in one day. You can, right? Improper delegation, probably. I know a lot of people struggle with delegation. They think they're the only people that can do it. That's not true. It's a lot of smart people in the world. And then not working in your highest values.
Wow. By the way, before I get to the next question, you had made a great offer for the listeners here of Mind Your Business. Could we please repeat the offer and the website that they can go to find that more information?
Absolutely. So we have a free 14-day metabolic reset only for listeners today. And so if you go to my website at www.marcusmackay.co, that's MarcusMackay.co, this 14-day metabolic reset is a nutrition program as well as a training guidelines to really kickstart your metabolism and get you started on the right track.
Now let's talk about a rather delicate topic, and that is that, as you pointed out, many CEOs, whether it's because of the pressure they face, whatever the case is, they're not in shape. Should a company be encouraging, or even more importantly, incorporating a health and fitness program? And how would they go about it?
1,000%. I think the health of people's employees, mental health, relationship health, and physical health are necessary for a business to grow. Because when you have a bunch of people in your office that are fit, happy, energetic, what do you think happens to performance? How many 6 days do you think you have? Not many. How many stress leaves do you have? Not many. So the health of your company dictates the wealth and the outcome. And so things you can do to incorporate into your corporation are sleep competitions. Who can have the best sleep consistency? Wow. And it's amazing what will happen. People will show up to work refreshed. How about that? How about going to work happy? How about your eyes lighting up and not using caffeine as a drug to get through your day? Caffeine just masks the problem, just treats the smoke. And so corporations should definitely invest in their employees to make them fitter, healthier, happier, and higher performing.
Now, something you touched on earlier in the show, I imagine you encourage that they give it a name, project, like they own it.
Yeah, it's a project. Call it Project Wellness. Call it Project Performance. And I'm not talking about just pushing the bottom line, because that's what's the point of business, is to grow the bottom line, of course, and impact and do all these things. But if you can create a project name as a community, that's so much more powerful. That people know that they're showing up for their work and they have a project that they're working on as a team, not only financially, but also from a physical standpoint, I think that's the best way to go.
Now, just to hold on to this a little bit more, what's your take on how can a healthy lifestyle play a role in business and even affect someone's role in the company and outside, family life, relationships?
Yeah, so I believe when I see someone walk into a room and they're fit, they're vibrant, they're happy, they're well-spoken, it's a representation of their self-respect. And it's the CEOs who have, not only do they have amazing business repertoire, but they have an amazingly capable body as well. I think that's awesome. That's who I look up to. Because that is truly inspiring. When you can build bodies and businesses, that's the key.
Now, Marcus, you're servicing clients around the globe. Perhaps without not asking if anything confidential, of course, but talk about, I just want to frame it for our listeners out there. Talk about some of your clients, not by name, of course, but just like the type of outfit, so that people who are listening could say, hey, you know, I ought to reach out to Marcus and his firm. Like, kind of give the model of your typical client.
The model is we help mostly men and perform, and we do have a program for women. It's called W Perform. So M Perform, we really target men 30 to 60. We do have some clients. Norm is a client. He's 76. He's dropped 30 pounds and
he's great.
5 inches off.
Yep.
5 inches off his waist. We've removed the corporate gut. It happens. But the reality is we want to work with men who have traded their health for wealth. The reason for that is this is who I've been working with for 10 years. This is where I have the most experience. This is where I have all these tools. And the reason for that is I love working with these guys because I learn more from them than they learn from me.
Amazing.
Right? They keep me inspired.
What a great mindset.
And I got asked this from one of my business mentors, is who would you work for free for the rest of your life? And I was able to name that client word by word. But most of our clients are execs, high performers, entrepreneurs, real estate agents. And we want to work with them from everything from mindset to nutrition to recovery to training so they can thrive in life in a body they love.
Before we go to a commercial break, could you please, again, share the offer for the listeners of Mind Your Business?
Absolutely. So we have a 14-day metabolic reset exclusive for our listeners today. You can go to my website at www.marcusmackay.co. That's MarcusMackay.co. And this 14-day metabolic reset is absolutely free. It's nutrition, training, and everything you need to be successful to get started on your journey.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Eli Manning here. Recently, my business schedule has me scrambling. There's a lot to get done, and like most business owners, there just aren't enough hours in the day. But with Investors Bank, I can slow down a bit and fit my business banking into my schedule.
With Investors Bank, you can manage your accounts anytime with the flexibility of online and mobile banking.
You know, I never did like to scramble.
Visit investorsbank.com or stop by a branch. Member FDIC. Investors Bank is a division of Citizens Bank N.A.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keita Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York in the New Jersey, New York, New Jersey metro area. And we're also airing to you in South Florida this week, 1470 AM, 96.9 FM, and 95.3 FM in South Florida. Hello, hello. And tonight's incredible guest, Marcus Mackay, CEO of M-Perform. And we're talking about health and fitness, avoiding burnout, having a great mindset. In fact, I just have to jump to this one because this is really a key question. What strategies should people have to start their day with a healthy mindset to kind of leap right into the day to be successful?
So you want to create your mind before the world creates it for you. And so if you wake up and the first thing you do is check your email, you're offloading your consciousness to the outside world. We don't want to do that. We don't want to start your day with negative news. We don't want to start your day with thinking about things that are panicking you or overwhelming. So even if it's 5-10 minutes, whatever you can do just not to touch technology, you need to destroy these distractions in the morning to set yourself up for success. So the best morning routine is the one that's most important to you. What do you value the most? If you value your health, and I think everybody should, there's no life without it. then you should start to do something that moves the needle on that, whether it's working out, whether it's preparing food. That should be your morning routine. If you value business the most, you don't care about your health. We have different opinions, but you should work on your business. If you value your family the most, okay, why don't you spend some time with your kids? Because that's going to set you up for the day so you feel enriched so you can attack.
Wow. So it's so, I mean, again, great advice also about, not going instinctively. In fact, let's just hold on to that. The reality. I don't know if this study, what the latest study, of course our studies, but I don't know what the latest studies are about, you know, how many of us, admit it or not, just instinctively within 5 minutes of waking up, are kind of looking, checking the messages, the WhatsApps, the emails or social media. And like you said, it hijacks the brain and takes you in a different way. Hold on. Let's hold on to that for a second. How could someone break out of that rut?
Well, the first thing is, if you're doing that, you're the squirrel chasing the nut. You're reactive. And I want you to be the chess master of your life. And that's self-mastery. Am I saying that not touching your phone in the morning is hard? It is hard because these things are programmed. They're beautifully developed for us to spend as much time on them as possible. So you need to be above, right? You need to win this game. And so what I do is there's no phones in the bedroom. So if you can make your room a place where you go recover so you can attack each day and wake up and really feel awesome, that's going to be huge for you. And then hiding your technology on you. I know some people have lock boxes. I keep my phone in the other room. So there's just, I don't even visually see it. And then I go outside for a walk with my dog. There's no way I can touch my phone first thing, because I know I'm just like everyone else. My thumbs are going to go to things that aren't so good for me. And so, hey, we believe that every time we pick up our phone, we potentially are making money, don't we?
What a great perspective. But I'm sorry. Continue.
There's got to be solitude. There's got to be time for yourself. If you're answering, the average person answers an email in 7 seconds. What real meaningful work is getting done if people are answering emails every 7 seconds? There's got to be space.
Wow. And like you said, it's even at the times that you need to be unplugged from it, put it away. Keep it out of the room. That itself will create the environment that you could actually start to once again think, be yourself.
Yeah, destroy distractions. If you're going to work on a proposal, you work on something important or a pitch or anything like that, it's about the depth of the work. It's not about just being distracted. There's no such thing as multitasking. Yeah, you might be able to walk and listen to a podcast. That's fair. But are you able to actually create meaningful work with your phone on the table? Are you actually able to create a meaningful presentation when your email is open? You can't. So it's all about finding flow in your life. Because when you find flow, the ideas flow. Your typing feels effortless. When you're in the gym and you find flow, you're in your body. That's what we coach. So these things are the things you need to chase, rather than being reactive and everything just happening to you, rather than you making it happen for you.
Now, you've been touching on this for the last few minutes, but let's just go at the popular saying that one needs to have a proper work-life balance. Perhaps you could just elaborate on that, the importance of a proper work-life balance, and actually scoping it out. How does someone get to that?
Yeah, let's do that. So let's do the math on a week. So regardless if you're Bezos, if you're Elon Musk, we all have 168 hours. No one has more. You're going to sleep about 50, okay? And then you're going to work about 40. Some of us work a lot more. But if you work 40 hours, that means you have 78 hours or so of free time. That's you time. That's time to spend with your family. That's time to work on your health. That's time to work on your hobbies. And so having this vision of, oh, wow, I just need to be ruthless with my time allocation. now I can actually make time for the things that matter. One of the things we do with our clients is creating a performance planner. And half hour by half hour, they know exactly what they're going to do, what they're going to work on, what tasks need to get done, when they're going to eat, because we want to automate their health. Because when you just show up and you know exactly what to do, and you have this effective routine that's going to yield results, you're going to stick to it. And then we hold them accountable to that, of course.
Before we get to the next question, what you had shared earlier in the program tonight, an incredible offer. Can you please share it again? And what's the website that people can go to find out more information?
Yeah, so just for our listeners today, we have an exclusive 14-day metabolic reset. This is a nutrition plan, a training plan, and you can access it at my website at www.marcusmackay.co. That's MarcusMackay.co.
Now, you service, again, as discussed earlier in the program, clients in the UK, Australia, US. Again, give us a perspective of like a typical client of M-Perform.
Yeah, well, the great thing about the remote offering is it's really hard to sometimes find a good coach in your area. You go to a local gym, the coach has only had a certificate for 6 weeks. Are you getting good service? Probably not. So the great thing about our offering is people can seek us out because they know we're the best from anywhere in the world. And so for us, it's working with these guys. I'll give you an example. We have, a 40-year-old, he's a financial advisor, an entrepreneur, owner of his group, and he's pushing a big needle right now. And it's a lot. He has two young kids under 3 years old. And he's training for some amazing trail runs. And he couldn't do that before. He's been with us for 2 years. Before, he had this gut. It was hard to make it through his days. And now he's dreaming, and we're preparing him and increasing his cardiovascular health, his VO2 max, so that he can do epic trail runs in the mountain. That not only does he have a high-performance business, but now he has a high-performance body. Okay. Another man came to us about 60 years old. His blood pressure was about 140 over 90, which, so you don't know, every time that blood pressure, this is the silent killer. This is something that you really need to look at. This really dictates how long you're going to live. It's a huge indication of your wellness and your longevity. And so his blood pressure was through the roof. He was also a financial advisor and business owner and consultant. And his A1C, which for those who don't know, is your blood sugar score. And so after a year of working with us, his A1C at the start was 8.1. And then we got it down to 5.3 or so, which is below metformin requirements. And then we dropped his blood pressure from 140 over 90 to 120 over 80. And that was through our method. So we literally added 5 to 10 years to his life.
Mm. Now, Marcus said M-Perform, you've shared, and it's quite obvious that the key is accountability. Just an interesting question. How do people take to that? If someone's signing on and they're used to kind of a carefree type of approach to life, and now you're telling him, drill sergeant, listen, you want to help him and you're trying to help him, but like, hey, you're going to have to meet these key metrics and these goals. How do they take to that?
I think if people want something bad enough, there's a will, there's a way. And I'm not talking that we're not compassionate. Compassion is huge, but we're more encouraging. Compassion is, you're the victim and I feel sorry for you. I feel for you. Encouraging is the word of giving someone the courage to act. And that's what a good coach does. We just have one major rule. We don't carry 51 bricks and you carry 49. If we're going to climb this mountain, we're going to do it together. We're going to share responsibility. Mm.
What? Wow. Wow. Before I let you go, Marcus, can you share, please, one tip or a strategy that can enhance people's lives to deal with and manage stress or an unfortunate, chaotic situation?
Sure. So the most important thing for stress management is your perception of stress. For some people, they might have had a traumatic experience with a dog as a kid. When they see a dog as an adult, they go into panic mode. But for some, the dog is an emotional support dog. It actually gives them comfort. It's the exact opposite effect, but same stimulus. So if you know Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl, amazing book, he talks about between stimulus and response, there's space. And in that space is your freedom and your growth. And so your perspective of stress is either it makes you weak, it harms your armor. Now, you got to look at stress as something that builds you up, as something like an energy bar that is making you better. Because in the gym, you need stress to develop your physique. In business, you need stress to grow. It shows you your weaknesses. It shows you where you need to develop, right? And having this perspective that, hey, this isn't going to kill me. It's going to make me better. And I just need to step into my greatness.
Wow. Before I let you go, please share the very gracious offer that M-Perform is extending to listeners of Mind Your Business.
Sure. So we have our 14-day metabolic reset, which is a nutrition and training guide exclusive to our listeners. You can get it at my website at www.marcusmackay.co. That's MarcusMackay.co. And you can download that for absolutely free.
What an incredible show. Marcus Mackay, CEO of M-Perform. This wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on the Voice of New York, 710 WOR. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.